This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
allowed to register to vote, and it'll happen actually automatically when they obtain or renew their driver's license, regardless of whether they're U.S. citizens. As leftist politicians import voters, they still don't seem to understand that they're actually dangerous when this happens. And the latest evidence, an illegal immigrant Uber driver was arraigned just yesterday. He's alleged to have raped and robbed four young women in San Luis Obispo. Let's get into this now with New York Times bestselling author Ann Coulter in New York. And here in studio with me is Jose Arizmuno, who's a former deputy national press secretary for the Democratic Party. Jose, let's start with you on this. Registering people to vote who are here illegally. Explain that one to me.
Well, let's be clear here. This policy that's going to be implemented in April, this is what's going to happen. Voters, if you are in the country and you're undocumented, you can gain a driver's license in California.
Right, you already can do that.
Right, but there are federal limitations, including you cannot register to vote if you're an undocumented immigrant in California. And they were very clear. The state of California has been very clear. You will not be eligible to vote if you're an undocumented immigrant. It's that simple.
And why is the big fuss if that's all it is? You'll be eligible, but you can't vote.
Yes, illegal aliens are big rules followers. Even before California was issuing driver's licenses to illegals and automatically registering them to vote, there are big Hispanic organizations and leftist organizations generally in California in the 90s that managed to steal an election from Bob Dornan. They found hundreds of illegally registered to vote illegal aliens who were voted for. Already 60%, about 60% of all ballots in California are sent in by mail. It's not even the illegal aliens who need to go and vote. Don't worry, they'll be voted for. You just need them registered to vote.
Why did Trump close that voter commission? Because the states would not cooperate. You know, the voter fraud commission, they made a big deal of it. The left kind of mocked him, and then they closed it. Was that because states just wouldn't give the information, or they couldn't find any evidence, or what was it?
I'm not sure, but I don't think it was a good idea, except that I think it might have just been moved to an official investigation with the Department of Justice. Incidentally, because of California's giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens, people are always saying, oh, it's so burdensome for people to have to get an ID in order to vote. Well, now all legal residents of California are required to now get a secondary ID in addition to their driver's license because of a federal law that says, hey, all of you states that are issuing phony ID laws, we need a real one now. So there's now the real driver's license. You have to go into the inner circle of hell and register for all over again. And when they start giving that to illegal aliens, they'll have to have the real ID. So they don't mind burdening their citizens that way. But yes, this is all about voting. Illegal immigration, legal immigration, but certainly illegal immigration, DACA, it is 100% about voting. At least California makes it clear.
It's not
Jose,
true.
Go ahead.
Everything she's saying, it's false. The reality here is that this new policy that's been implemented in California, what is happening here, this is about democracy. This is about registering people to vote. There are 4 to 5 million people in California who are eligible to vote, and we need to get them registered. That is about democracy. It's not about the undocumented the community. It's about the United States of America.
Every two new immigrants to the United States, on average, sponsor about 7 family members. So we're not talking about spouses and minor children. That's always been respected in time-honored tradition in American immigration. But what the president is very concerned about is that of the million green cards that are given out every year, annually, more than 400,000 of those are this kind of extended family chain migration. Now, I know you originally came from Venezuela or your parents came from Venezuela, but that's a minor child with parents. We're talking about uncles, cousins, and most Americans are against that. That's going to be a big part of this ongoing immigration debate. Where do you stand on this?
Look, that's fine. We can negotiate. The Democrats have been trying to negotiate with the president every single day.
Well, Chuck Schumer just took the wall off the negotiating table. That's gone. He just agreed to it. Now he took it off.
Look, you want to talk about somebody who's on, off all the time? That's Donald Trump. We don't know where he's
on
immigration.
Won. What do you mean? He just won the whole debate on this.
He shut down the government. We know that he said before that this will be good for America if he shut down the government.
He didn't shut down. He actually won the whole debate.
He shut the government.
A majority of Americans
know that this was the government's fault.
That's why the left wing groups are so mad right now.
In North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here on this very independent, yes, and fresh everyday radio show, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We always love to hear from you, good, bad, indifferent. You're a little feisty these days, and that's good. I love it. I love the passion. But beyond the words, help me understand where you are coming from. Just shouting expletives, that's one thing, like everything else, that says that you're connected to your passion. I understand that. But let's deal with substance if we can, okay? To this end, Julio Rivera is joining us. He is of Puerto Rican descent. He is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, small business consultant, and a featured columnist with Newsmax.com, Life's That, and the Washington Times. Julio, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I am fantastic, Bill. It's a real pleasure to be on with you.
I'll tell you, it's an honor to have you here because I've been looking for a spokesperson to give us some clarity on what is going on with Puerto Rico. Our prayers remain after the country has been so ravaged after the last hurricane in 2017, and it's been an uphill battle. The people... what they've been subjected to, the numbers of people that if we can say in the current vernacular, have found themselves in a bit of a hellhole. And about 80%, some number like that. I mean, some extraordinary number has left Puerto Rico and come to the security of the United States. So clearly something is wrong here, and we need to get to the bottom of it. And hopefully you can help us understand.
Well, basically, I mean, Puerto Rico is a victim of systematic corruption over generations. I mean, quite frankly, what wound up happening, and this is more to the point, and I ran a column about this for the Washington Times. Puerto Rico could have come back and been really strong economically and, been in a much better situation to deal and better equipped to deal with, the hurricane seasons, which are perpetual. I mean, they happen every year.
Right.
What wound up happening is the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, known as PREPA, had borrowed a lot of money from banks. They had sold public bonds, and they were supposed to redo the electrical grid.
The infrastructure there,
which is quite antiquated. People don't really remember this, but I do, but before Hurricane Irma, which was not really the devastating hurricane. Hurricane Irma was huge. It did more damage to Florida. It didn't really hurt Puerto Rico. But before it even touched down, the day of, 300,000 FREPA customers had lost their power. That tells you what kind of flimsy shape, you know, the electrical grid was at that point. Now, you know, Hurricane Maria obviously decimated it, but the funds had been raised by PREPA to actually do the work, you know, to bring it into modernization where it would have been, you know, hurricane-proofed and things of that nature. They never did that. Nobody knows where that money is. And PREPA has been involved in a whole bunch of scandals over, you know, the last 10 or 15 years or so. One of them was in particular, that was particularly bad, was they were purchasing sludge oil from Venezuela and selling it for three times its cost to Puerto Rican customers and going ahead and kicking back those profits to local Puerto Rican politicians. So it's basically, you know, the typical banana republic culture.
Right.
Very, very corrupt. And that's actually the reason why people did not come to Puerto Rico to take advantage of what's known as Act 20 of 2012. You know, Donald Trump made a lot of noise by bringing our corporate tax rates here down on the mainland from 35% to 21%.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know for companies, you know, going into Puerto Rico, whether they're coming in from the United States or internationally, they can come in and take advantage of this Act 20 of 2012, which gives them effectively a 4%
yes, exactly.
corporate tax rate
right.
and the ability to write off several different taxes, things like, you know, business property taxes. The people who are actually, you know, bringing in the business can write off up to 90% of their income for their personal taxes. It's basically like, you know, a wonderful tax haven for anybody.
It was a great incentive. It was a great incentive. And coming out of the Obama administration, one of the rare positive incentives that came out to do something that could really address this particular problem. But unfortunately, it seemed that it lacked any kind of accountability and supervision.
Well, what wound up happening was, let's say you want to go to some place and you want to bring up a factory, you know, you want to build a factory, you want to do manufacturing, you want to do any type of business. I mean, obviously, you need to know that you can rely on your electric.
Right.
You know, let's say you have a factory and, you know, your power goes out and you can't produce for several days, several weeks, several months. Guess what? Your business goes under. You go
exactly.
bankrupt under those
yeah.
circumstances. So even as attractive as a 4% corporate tax rate is and writing off 90% of your personal taxes, people weren't lining up to go to Puerto Rico because they couldn't count on it. They couldn't
right.
count on being able to do business in Puerto Rico. And that's quite frankly a failure of PREPA. And, you know, right now what I would like to see is, you know, the Justice Department, Jeff Sessions, Washington, D.C., go in there and investigate exactly what happened. People need to be brought to justice because, listen, there's people dying in Puerto Rico as a result of the fallout of, you know, these hurricanes and the fact that it's been so long. And a lot of the island still doesn't have electricity. I know personally my mother, she's going to be coming from Puerto Rico to come here to the mainland. But where she lives in Barceloneta, which is, you know, kind of an urbanized area. There's a lot of, you know, they have a big mall. It's like a chain of outlets.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to their local economy.
Right.
That town still doesn't have electricity.
Oh,
so, I
gosh.
Mean, you know, it's crazy. I was there for 2 weeks. My father, unfortunately, had passed away. Kind of, I mean, he's not going to be counted as part of the death toll because of the way that they're counting it.
Uh-huh.
But technically, I mean, his demise was exacerbated and sped up by the conditions that he was living under, you know, over the last, you know, 6 weeks of his life. And, you know, it was really bad. I saw a lot of suffering. I saw a lot of people, you know, but I also saw, you know, what's one thing I did see that was inspirational was I saw people coming together. It actually really reminded me of, you know, how important family is.
Exactly.
Sticking together and fighting through difficult times, because that's kind of how my family is getting through it over there right now.
Well, the challenge that you have, as you say, for so many years, Puerto Rico has been so, there's these corrupt areas, and they've got to be addressed, and I'm not sure that your governor, he seems to be very forthright and I think genuinely concerned about these issues, but we've got to find a way to support him and to support the other families of Puerto Rico that want to get, you know, to want to get this country back on track, but it is a humongous proposition here right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, I mean, Rosello needs a lot more than just, you know, money right now. What he needs to do is he needs to conduct his, if he really wants to help Puerto Rico, conduct his own internal investigation into the activities of those politicians that were working with PREPA.
Do they have the wherewithal internally to be able to do that?
They just take the will to actually want to do it. I'm telling you, it's very corrupt, and I don't necessarily trust Rosello either. I mean, he's a guy that's made a lot of mistakes, you know, since the hurricane actually hit, as far as
right.
He handled many things.
Well, when we come back from the break, Julio, I want to unwrap that some more, because obviously there are many Americans here on the mainland that have supported Puerto Rico and want to continue to do so.
Ready to eat. Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Julio Rivera continues. Julio, as we were talking off air, you'd mentioned that you've written many times about pardoning Christian Saucier and all that this young man has endured. You know, it's quite a travesty compared to Hillary Clinton and the lack of investigation, the compromise of national security, yet what this young man did early on in his career that was found out some 11 years later, and he ends up getting kicked out of the military, which is what he was living for and enjoying doing. He had risen in the ranks. Everything goes down the basic toilet, as they say, and as if that's not bad enough, he has to spend a year in jail. So this really smacks in the face of all the hypocrisy with the Clinton Foundation or Hillary Clinton and the abuse of Secret Service, top secret information that was, peddled over a private server.
Yeah, and I mean, this was just a classic case of prosecutorial activism. I think that, you know, there was so much abuse as far as, you know, there was leaking and, you know, mishandling of classified information. Obviously, we all know about the unsecured server that Hillary Clinton maintained. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yet now you tie into Huma Abedin, her top aide, you know, putting, you know, secret information on her perverted husband, right, Anthony Weiner's laptop. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what caused a lot of divide, I think, in the FBI, and that was actually, you know, was the reason why Comey had basically effectively lost his ability to control the Bureau effectively. That was the reason why Trump fired him, and just a lot of things. But when you take a look at what they were doing under the Obama administration, what they were doing is that if somebody like Christian, who did something that was very benign, he took six photographs in a low level of classification area within the sub. This was, you know, information and technology. Believe me, the Ruskies already have this information. You know, this right. is kind of antiquated, you know, nuclear submarine technology. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything in those photographs that, you know, was something that would be considered genuinely sensitive right. information.
Well, the phone was found in a trash can. He had thrown the phone away.
Exactly. Nope. It wasn't transmitted to, you know, some sort of
a... To Chelsea Manning. It wasn't, or Wikipedia or anything like that.
Yes, or WikiLeaks, exactly. That did not happen whatsoever.
Yeah, WikiLeaks, yes.
Form. But what you wound up happening is you had an Obama-appointed federal prosecutor go ahead and try to, you know, basically, you know, burn this guy, basically, you know, send him to the gallows for something that was, quite frankly, very benign. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was basically them trying to say, listen, we're taking a hardline stance on this. But they really weren't, because they were allowing people like Hillary Clinton to get away with things that were far more egregious.
Exactly.
So, I mean, listen, and from being in the military myself, I know that something like this would have been handled through non-judicial punishment.
Exactly.
Somebody like Christian would have been brought before, you know, the commanding officer of the base. They probably would have went, you know, like reduced him in rank. He was a first-class petty officer.
Exactly.
You know, he was somebody who gave 11 years of honorable service to the United States Navy. You know, they could have reduced him in rank one time. They would have given him a fine. They could have given him restriction or something right. like that, but not a year in prison, not take away his career and kind of destroy his life in the manner in which they did. And Donald Trump himself has brought this up several times.
Well, he needs to pardon him. And this is why we have a petition at our website at BillMartinezLive.com so that we can, deliver this to the president. And I know there's other petitions that are out there as well. And we hope to unite these petitions so that we can come in with the big number to the president and say, look, you need to pardon this young man. Because the other thing is that's failing to be reported here, Julio, is that the fact that there were two other men that did the same thing, and all they got was just a summary judgment, just as you suggested. One is now an officer.
Exactly. Yes. So what it would do too, it would send a message. Donald Trump, if you want, it's a win-win. If
yes.
Donald Trump wants to score points with our men and women of uniform, the heroes that defend our country, what he needs to do is let them know that they will not be used as pawns for political gain. They're not going to sit there and have their careers sacrificed because of, you know, political opportunism. You know,
exactly,
matters like this will be handled internally in the manner in which they should be. And nobody's disputing that Christian maybe did something that he shouldn't have done, but he shouldn't have lost his career over it. He shouldn't have gone to jail over it. It shouldn't be destroying his family.
Well, it's a loss for us. I mean, look at all the money we invested in Christian. You know, as you say, he had risen to an E6. He had ambition. This was a career proposition for him. And suddenly, I mean, he loses everything. And it's bad enough to lose it, but he doesn't go back to the very beginning. He actually starts way behind the starting line because he's lost his dignity. He's got, a bad record that he's got to carry along and explain. I mean, this is wrong on so many levels. Julio, let's get back. I want to talk about what's going on in Puerto Rico and how do we move forward here? Because, as you say, your mother's coming. She's, coming to America on a visit. And there are so many like your mom that continue to live with the results and the effects of the hurricane, the 2017 hurricane there, that devastated the island. Yes, there's some, infrastructure. Structure of corruption that needs to be addressed, but it's almost like it's like we need a new sheriff to really come in and turn things upside down here, if that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, ultimately, I think what's going to save Puerto Rico is kind of, having the Justice Department come in, do their investigations. Whoever is responsible for enabling PREPA, as well as those PREPA officials that basically robbed the banks, rob the bonds, the bondholders.
Yes.
Those type of people, they need to be held accountable for it. And as far as bringing back Puerto Rico, my thing is this. I don't want Puerto Rico to become a state because it's automatically going to be, a two Democrat, senators, mm-hmm. and it's going to be negative for America as a whole. I don't want Puerto Rico to become a separate country because, it would be even worse for the people. What I want them to do is remain as a commonwealth. But what you need is you need private sector investment coming in there. You need the federal government to say, we're going to marginalize PREPA. We're going to allow, for this Act 20 of 2012, this corporate tax, we're going to make a guarantee that we're going to extend it for a period of about 10 to 15 years and mm-hmm. then allow private sector investment to come in and redo the power grid, and,
right.
and let new businesses come in and let Puerto Rico flourish in the manner. And I use the example of Ireland. In Ireland, they have a 12% corporate tax, which is three times what Puerto Rico can offer people. But mm-hmm. businesses are flooding to Ireland. They're flooding to Ireland because there's not a culture of corruption in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And the infrastructure energy-wise is very strong. You're not going to have those types of problems that present themselves in Puerto Rico in Ireland.
Yeah, it's about trust, just as you said and you pointed out, Julio, expertly, because, business will go where it is invited and where it has a fair chance to win. If it can't be successful, regardless of 4%, you could say 0% tax, you could sweeten the pie even more so. I don't know how you can, because it's a pretty sweet offering, but it's not insured. And that's what you're saying. And it needs the insurance and assurance, by the U.S. government to go in, clean this stuff out, and as you say, marginalize PREPA, not only PREPA, but all the other corrupted elements there in the island, if that's possible.
Yeah. Ultimately, that's going to be the only thing that's going to save Puerto Rico. You talk about draining the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
I mean, Puerto Rico is one of the only places I could think of that makes Washington, D.C. look like a relatively honest place.
Wow.
I mean, it's been really, really, really bad. And it's been really, really, really bad for a long time. It's time to clear out all these guys. The people should say enough is enough here.
Right.
But unfortunately, I mean, these Democrats, or these leftist-leaning, they're the parties, the actual political parties in Puerto Rico are very left-leaning. They're, tantamount, I guess, to, Democratic Socialist or Democrat, or the left here in our country. I mean, I guess it's
right.
Kind of pretty much lateral to them. They're very good at fooling the people. They're very good at lying to the people. They've made Donald Trump the villain in all this somehow.
Of course.
Even though
your
corruption, that is the reason why the island still has not come back.
Well, Julio, I look forward to having you back because I want to be kept up to date as to what's going on here. Julio Rivera is of Puerto Rican descent, the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, small business consultant and a feature columnist as well. Julio, thank you so much for being with us.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Time to talk guacamole, okay? You know what that means. We're getting ready for the big Super Bowl, and, we got chef and author Patty Hinnich with us, and we're talking guacamole between the two of us. Patty, are you one of those hashtag guacamole girls? Can I say that, or is that offensive?
I've never done hashtag guacamole, but I'll do it because it sounds good. I just didn't know about it.
Okay, that's what I love about Sense of Humor, because today, you know, today's culture, you got to be careful. You know, if I make some sort of reference, I don't mean any disrespect whatsoever. You know, I'm glad that you could talk here. We can talk about, you know, one of my favorite foods is guacamole. I think a day without guacamole or an avocado, something's missing, I'm telling you.
A day without an avocado from Mexico, it's a sad day.
Yes, exactly.
That's for sure, Bill.
Well, I'm telling you. Hey, and hopefully there's no wall big enough to stop the avocados, because if there is, I got to talk to Trump directly, because we can't stop the avocados from Mexico, I'm telling you.
I mean, who doesn't love a big guacamole bowl? Who doesn't love avocado and absolutely everything? It just takes anything that can be ordinary to absolutely extraordinary.
Well, Patty, I'm telling you what we're going to do. We're going to deliver a bunch of guacamole over to D.C. Maybe that might bipartisan these guys up, because, we see it across the country every year. You bring a bowl of guacamole, it doesn't matter who's Republican or Democrat. Guacamole, avocados, it brings people of all races, creeds, and political persuasions together like they've never seen before, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Food is indeed the most noble place to have a conversation and to eat delicious you know, and have great times.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, my dad, who passed away 11 years ago, this was one of our favorite pastimes. Boy, a little bit of avocado in one of my mother's homemade tortillas. And it just doesn't get much better than that. And to this day, avocado and a fresh tortilla, my dad is right there with me, let me tell you.
Oh,
great memories.
Hear you, Bill.
Yeah.
Nothing like a fresh, warm corn tortilla with some mashed ripe avocado, a sprinkle of salt, and you're set.
That's right. Well, what is it, Patty? What is it about avocados that brings people together?
You know, from whichever way you look at it, Bill, from the, you know, how delicious it is, mm-hmm. It sounds like a treat. It has that wow factor, so it's an incredibly tasty ingredient. Then it is really versatile. Mm-hmm. You can make your traditional guacamole and eat it with chips and have a blast, but you can also add avocados to your sandwiches, your hamburgers, your hot dogs, your pizza. But there's also the nutritious side of it, mm-hmm. you know? Fresh avocados are a heart-healthy fruit. They provide you with the naturally good fats that you need. 75% of its fats are unsaturated. It's cholesterol. It's sodium-free. If you think about it, like a third of an avocado, which is only 80 calories, it gives you nearly 20 vitamins and minerals that your body wants and needs. So it is like this marvel. It's delicious, it's nutritious, it has that wow factor, everybody loves it, so no wonder everybody has a bowl of avocados at home or wants to have a bowl of avocados at home.
Yeah, who would have thought, Patty, that avocados were so good for us? I mean, you talk about a special food that God has given us, just as you pointed out, all the good things it does for us. It is an incredible food that, like I said, I grew up with it, and I didn't think about all these good things, but I got to tell you, know, as I've gotten older and more nutritionally aware, and I saw how good and how beneficial avocados were, I go, hey, orale, it's okay, you know, we're ready to go.
Absolutely, and you know, the thing is that when you're incorporating avocados from Mexico in your menu, you're giving it to your family, you're giving it to your friends, you know you're making a nutrient-dense choice. It's a smart choice because it's smart, but it's also incredibly delicious. And the most important thing, I think, Bill, in terms of the big day and game day and having friends and family together, is just how incredibly accessible and versatile it is.
Yes.
You know, if you make sure that you buy enough avocados, anything that you decide to make for game day is going to make people feel like you went that extra step to make it special.
So, exactly.
You know, I think that's the magic of avocado.
And that's interesting you say that, because it is not it is one of those unique type of products that does say that you went the extra mile, that you used some creativity, that it wasn't the usual kind of fanfare, you know, let's go melt some cheese, throw some beans in it, and here's some chips, have at it. But by adding, you know, the benefits of avocado and different, I know you're going to share with us some guacamole recipes here in just a moment, and I'm eager to mark those down too. But there's just something special about avocados.
Yeah, and it's what I like to call, Bill, I like to call it the wow factor.
Mm-hmm, yes.
You're, you know, at a restaurant and there's items on the menu and one of them has avocado, it's like a magnet.
It does.
I'm going to go for that.
Absolutely.
You're at a buffet and there's something that's topped with avocado, there's a line, you know, behind that item. So I just think it has everything. So you're talking about recipes, and
yes.
I'm going to give you some of the recipes that I developed for this year's game day, but also there's a ton of information in guacworld.com. So just like you spell guacamole, G-U-A-C, guacworld.com. But what I did this year, Bill, is inspired by the final teams, I came up with some like custom takes that I think are going to be irresistible for you and your listeners. So, you know, for those rooting for the Eagles, everybody loves a Philly cheesesteak. So
yes.
I flipped it over its head. So I take a traditional and my go-to guacamole base, which is nothing but the ripe Mexican avocado smashed, seasoned with a little bit of fresh jalapeno, a little bit of cilantro, some lime juice, salt. You mash it all together. And then you cook some thinly sliced ribeye and cook it along with some onions until it's caramelized, a little bit of salt. Yeah. And once that's ready, you throw in a ton of provolone cheese until it's nice and melty. And you top your guacamole base with that. I guarantee people are not going to know what to do.
They're going to freak out. Are you kidding me? And what you do is you tell them, you say,
diving.
Yeah, you go, this is a secret family recipe, and I'm breaking it out today, right? I love it.
See, there's so many ways to go about that. You have that big bowl. You can eat it with chips. You can have those corn tortillas that you and I love so much. And
exactly.
You can tuck it into tacos, or you can make, you know, a proper Philly cheesesteak with that mix. But before you add the caramelized onion and meat and cheese, you do a big, thick slather of that guacamole base or some mashed avocado. And it's really, it's going to wow people. Now, for people rooting for the Patriots, you can do a similar thing with a classic lobster salad. So very easy. You buy your already cooked lobster meat and you mix it with a little mayo, a little bit of fresh chives, a little bit of lemon juice, some salt. And here, you know, this sounds a little bit fancier, a little bit more, you know, different. You can serve it in small bowls, and that's going to make people feel even more special.
Exactly.
And of course, if you want to do a traditional lobster roll, take that lobster roll, add a couple of scoops of that delicious creamy guacamole on top, and I don't know anything, you know, anybody can say that.
Wow.
Don't eat that. Everybody's going to be dying for those, yeah.
What great ideas. This is awesome. I'm doing this. I'm going to bring it to my Super Bowl party here and freak everybody out. And, Patty, I'm going to give you all the credit because I got to give credit where credit is due. I mean, here you are, chef, author, and host of Patty's Mexican Table on PBS. Where can they go for more information? Remind them again, Patty, really quick as we wrap this up.
Absolutely. They can go to guacworld.com. That is GUACworld.com.
And they can also go to avocadosfrommexico.com /recipe, right? Or /?
Absolutely, yes.
We got that covered.
You can also go to avocadosfrommexico.com/big-game.
Hola, guacamole. I'm telling you, Patty Hinich, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Patty.
Degree. On average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma. It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, what makes this country great is people like Andrea Kay, for example, just one of the many independent guests that we have on our show. And I'm proud to bring her back on with us this week with her regular installment of Cooler Talk Time. AK, you're freezing all kinds of stuff there in New York, huh?
Yeah, I went from one far left liberal coast to another, baby. the liberalism is the same. I got to tell you, the temperatures and the scenery, just a tad different.
Yeah, exactly.
It was high 60s, low 70s at my beach in La Jolla. And now I'm out here, it's like 40-something degrees and among the high rises. But you know what? I'm loving it. It's actually a really cool city.
Well, Scott is mocking your 40-degree weather because he can beat that. What are you? Are you blazing hot 10 degrees today, Scott, or what's Minnesota like today? He doesn't want to chime in. He must be tied up. But he's probably embarrassed to even talk about it. Or either that, or he's bent over laughing, you know, that you're even thinking that 40 degrees. I mean, 40 degrees in Minnesota this time of year, something is wrong. I mean, all the global warming environmentalists come out of the cracks and wondering what's going on. But 40 degrees, you're in New York doing some big things. So congratulations. And lots for you and I to talk about around the cooler talk. Boy, people are going nuts over this FBI investigation. We got text messages between the two lovers. What's coming out of this thing? Is there some sort of secret society? They're probably, oh, psych, it's all a big joke or something. But the palace intrigue, I mean, this is... this is like nothing else I don't think we've ever seen. I mean, at every turn, there's something new coming out of the FBI and CIA, and it doesn't look good, AK.
Well, no, it doesn't. And, of course, you know, in response to all this that's coming out, to me, it's like what I'm hearing, I'm thinking, okay, which Robert Ludlum or Vince Flynn or other, you know, author who writes about, this kind of espionage, intelligence communities gone wrong, which author has written about this? Because this is something like straight out of fiction. It's right. Hard to believe that this is happening in the United States of America. But then, of course, with these recent revelations, what are the propagandists on the left got to do? They got to come out and say, oh, my gosh, the noose is tightening on Trump.
Yes, right.
That's what they got to go with on the big story today. But you know what? It ain't stopping people from talking around the cooler about what's really going on, that we've got a rogue This is supposed to be the agency that's sworn to protect us from the, you know, foreign and domestic enemies, and they're starting to look like they the bad guys.
They're part of the domestic enemies. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this whole collusion deal that's been going on. I mean, where did the collusion really happen? It happened, it seems like, more from Hillary's camp, the Democratic Party, throw in the FBI and CIA for just a little bit of fun. And this doesn't look good, and I feel bad, I got to tell you, for the downline FBI and CIA agents who are looking at the top of the heap there and going, this is no bueno. I mean, this really makes us all look bad.
Well, and it's not just a perception, yeah, that they look, you know, bad to me. It's that the corruption, the criminality, that this in investigative law, the FBI being law enforcement agency as a part of the Department of Justice, it appears as though they were complicit in crimes committed by the Secretary of State with Uranium One and the pay-for-play schemes and the email schemes. They worked to cover up her crimes. And she was the one that was involved in colluding with foreign agents and Russians by paying them. That's not opposition research. When you're paying a foreign person to create lies about an opposing person, we've got a sitting president that did something apparently worse than Watergate by using lies paid for by the Democrat nominee in order to spy on an American citizen. And then this whole Russian collusion accusation investigation of Trump is about framing him of crimes that they're the ones that committed. It's insane.
And this is such a setup, Andrea. When I talk to people, they get caught up in all the emotional stuff, and you go, wait a minute, let's go back to the very beginning here. Who made it possible to suddenly open up top secret access, access to documents that people heretofore would not have access to? And Barack Obama, during his closing months of his administration, opened up the well and said, have at it. And all of a sudden, this information went out because they were betting that it would be so diluted that it would be impossible to discern who was ultimately responsible. I mean, this thing was contrived. It was calculated, and here we are trying to deal with it. And every turn, there's another loose string that you pull on, and it goes all the way back to the Oval Office. But people don't want to deal with that because Barack Obama, you know, was the first black president or whatever it is, all honor and glory. But he did more damage to this country. And the very thing that Hillary Clinton warned of in talking about Donald Trump, that he was going to compromise the republic and he was going to do these things, violate these time-honored traditions of the republic. And here it is, we find out that it's Barack Obama, it's Hillary Clinton, it's the Democratic Party that have been part and parcel in destroying and doing everything they can to destroy the republic, because as we're finding out, I mean, there was quite the cabal, it would appear, that seems to be in existence at the upper echelons of the FBI and CIA. And lest we forget, Andrea, What the IRS did with Lois Lerner, how they compromised at least four voting cycles with what they did by not allowing conservative groups to have a tax exemption status.
Right. Basically, what Barack Obama did with the enabling of the FBI and DOJ and various agencies, he weaponized every agency and department in our country against conservatism and against this nation is what he did. And one of the reasons why the FBI and I think others, even including the Republican Party, did not push for Hillary Clinton's accountability for the felonies she committed with her felonious email schemes is because it went all the way to Barack Obama, who was emailing her and knew about what she was doing. So, you know, and I've been disappointed going back to a couple of years, even with the whole IRS scandal and other scandals, where I've even heard conservatives say, you know what? And I think it might have been Britt Hume who said, you know, we cannot have a Secretary of State or a president, past or, you know, present, be prosecuted in this country. It's just not good for America. Well, that mindset is what's not good for America. The American people are tired of two sets of laws in this country. One for us, where the IRS can consider us guilty first and seize all of our property, and, you know, we can be dragged out of our beds at 4 a.m. like Paul Manafort and have his wife, but, you know, people like Hillary Clinton, because she's Secretary of State, mm-hmm. can get away with crimes? No.
Yeah. Well, this is what it's all coming down to, Andrea, and that's what you're hearing in Main Street America, is where's the fairness? There's no fairness here, and this is out of control. If nothing else, that's what it's demonstrating, just to your point, is that there's the rule of law for us everyday Americans, and then there's the no rule of law for the elites that get to create and rewrite the laws, because Barack Obama himself even said that the Constitution was elastic. It wasn't set. It was elastic. So it was left for interpretation. What I got to tell you, these elites have reinterpreted the Constitution to such a degree that you wonder who's in charge of this taco stand anymore.
Well, who's in charge of the taco stand of the Democrats? And I'm tired of hearing even Republicans and conservatives saying, well, it's all, you know, by and large, the FBI and all these other agencies, you know, they're good, hardworking patriots, and they don't really have an agenda. When I think 90-something percent of campaign contributions that came out of the FBI went to Hillary Clinton.
Well, I love the other one. Do you love this one? James Comey is a devout Republican. Bob Mueller is a devout. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They are beyond any kind of culpability or any kind of influence whatsoever, because they're Republicans and they are they're investigating a Republican. So somehow it's okay in their world. But when you look at the lineup of, to your point, lawyers and other people associated with the Mueller investigation, most of those are contributors to Hillary Clinton, connected directly, indirectly in some form or fashion, the Democratic Party. There's no balance in that legal team that would lead you to believe that there's an equal number of Republicans and Democrats.
Well, yeah, but there's also, you know, one of the things that President Trump, his campaign and his presidency have done is exposed that the swamp involves Republicans as well as Democrats. Mm. And what James Comey proved all along the way is that it's not really about what letter is behind his name or what it says on his voter registration card. He's about power.
Right.
He's a political animal who's about power, and he's about protecting those in power against the American people.
It's
a deep state. And he lied in front of Congress when he said that he did not make any decision in advance of his meeting with Hillary Clinton on July 2nd. That was a lie. And if Michael Flynn can be indicted for lying to the FBI, James Comey should have already been.
Well, there it is. I mean, that came out loud and clear with these texts as we're going through those. I mean, 50,000 texts. What were they doing? I mean, were we paying them to do texts, sex texts, you know, do all this pity-patty stuff that they were doing back and forth?
Maybe that will be their defense. Listen, we didn't have time to actually try to do any subversion of Trump because we were too busy sexting all day long and texting. It's ridiculous. Paid for by the taxpayers.
Exactly. Well, the Schumer shutdown, for the first time, it looks like the Republicans may have won one. But it is a different time, and I think that's what people are realizing, that it is a different time and season with one Donald J. Trump in the White House, right?
Right, brother. That's right. Bless his heart, little
chick. Hey, look at enjoy New York. Check out the billboard there. Send me a photo. I'd love to see it. And you and your sister stay out of trouble, okay?
We will. We promise. Right.
Enjoy. Cooler Talk time with Andrea Kay. She's visiting New York. New York City, 40 degrees. She's trying not to complain. Of course, she left La Jolla. It's 70. What do you want, you know? Good to have you with us. We've got more coming up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.